Father and our God, we thank you this day in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the fellowship of the saints, Lord. Lord, I will say our fellowship is with the Father and His Son Jesus Christ. And then we have fellowship one with another. Such a day like this again, we are here together, fellowship with one another. So we thank you for the blessing. Thank you for the new baby, Lord. Thank you for the testimony of deliverance and of your great faithfulness. Bible says they shall be saved in childbearing. So therefore we witness that boy in our sister's life. To you be the glory, Lord. Thank you for the songs of praise and thanksgiving out of the heart of every one of us. The greatest we can give to God is worship in the name of the Lord. He that praises me glorifies me, said the Lord. And Lord, we have then that praises the Lord, that glorify the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for having inhabited our praises today, as always, Lord. Lord, we thank you for all the wonderful things you do in our life, day by day. And we know because we live, we shall live also, Lord. Thank you for having given us eternal life. And we know we shall never perish in the name of the Lord Jesus. They have given unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Blessed be the name of Lord. Time to read the scriptures again, Lord. Lord, the entrance to your word, Lord, we are told, bringeth light. That word, O God, you know, is a lamp unto our feet, light unto our path. In the name of the Lord, bless us this morning and the reading of your word. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. I've entered into this series of healing for the people of God. It's actually a series. Maybe I think either two or three more, I don't know. They may not be consecutive. Praise the Lord. So, but it's a series. Last week, we talked about part of it, God's program for His people. We talked last week about God had divine healing for His people. He had divine health for His people. He even had things called divine life. Praise the Lord. That's our God. See, we have to emphasize this thing in the church. You see, there are some things that the Lord has given to the church that the modern day church has overlooked, really. And the Lord, looking for the wake of a mighty revival, the Lord is bringing these things back, amen? Not only for your benefit, my benefit, but you and I, we still minister to multitudes, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And how can you do? We don't know what God has given to us. So last week we talked about divine health. God gave us divine health. There is divine divine healing, divine health, divine life. Then the Lord said, why not talk about the means by which I heal my people? Amen? Praise the Lord. So this morning, biblical means that are available for the healing of God's people. God said them in the Bible. You see, we are looking for a great revival. We are expecting. Our expectations shall not be cut off. Amen? God will bring up these things again. You never know. You will know by the time we finish this service this morning, that the Bible says as a believer, you can lay your hand on the sick and they will recover, amen? We are exactly read in the program of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So God means available for the healing of His people. Now, God ordained many kind of methods for healing His people. So in the Bible, there are recordings of several means which God has used in healing of His people. Number one, the prayer of faith, amen? Praise the Lord, the prayer of faith. Now, the first method for healing revealed in the Bible, in the scriptures, is perhaps the most important of all, and it's called the prayer of faith. In fact, the first recorded prayer in the Bible has to do with the prayer of faith. Amen? And who is that person? Abimelech, and so on like that, you know. We have taken the wife of Abraham, you know, and God warned him, don't touch that man, it's my prophet, amen? Better give back his wife. Praise the Lord. And in the process, God see the womb of all and the wife of Abimelech and the womb of all the women in their house and so on like that, you know. Better let my son Abraham pray for you. Go to Genesis chapter 20, the prayer of faith. One of the prayers, you know, and that, the first one. So one of the most powerful words that God puts in the Bible for healing. So what happened in Genesis 20 verse 17? So Abraham prayed unto God. And God healed Abimelech. You see that one? The prayer of faith. See? God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maid servant and their children. So, one of the most important ways that God put healing for his people is the prayer of faith. You saw it in Abraham right there, you know. So this method is available to all believers. Amen. Yes, sir. The prayer of faith for healing is available to all believers. Now, the prayer of faith was the general method in the early church. You know, when the elders are told to perform healings in the name of the Lord in the early church. God has to bring back this thing at the age end. Amen. Jesus Christ is same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord. Now, in James 5, so I bring one in the Old Testament, Abraham had to pray. Even back then, the Old Testament, he doesn't change, he's God. So in James 5, verse 13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Now watch verse 15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. I love that. See? And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. We thank God in this fellowship here at Sister City. We have all experienced all kind of great miraculous healings. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. See?
Hallelujah.
Faith is in this place. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And then we have the victory. So, but we are saying this since again before we are believing for God for a great outpouring, revival, you know. And the restoration revival. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the new generation to be taught these things. So, what God has put in this Bible for every of his people. And how to minister the same thing to the people around us. So, here in this scripture, anointing with oil, it says here, was advised also. Why did he do that? Because this act of the anointing oil symbolizes what? The unseen presence of the Holy Spirit of God to heal. So it's a symbol. That oil is a symbol that he mentioned here in James 5. It's a symbol, you know, of the unseen presence of the Spirit of God to heal. And it's also a sign of consecration on the part of the sick person. So that oil by itself can do nothing. It's a symbol of the presence of the Holy Spirit to heal. And at the same time, like in the Old Testament, it consecrated the person who is being anointed. So we see that. So the afflicted one is asked to confess his sins. If he has committed some, God doesn't accuse them of anything. But if, he put an if there, right? So, and it does a kind of thing for his people and something like that, you know. Now, the statement, the Lord shall raise him up, tell us what? It indicates that ordinarily, a sweet recovery may be expected. Amen? Praise the Lord. The Lord will raise him up or her up. So we have the prayer of faith. So, we have two of them in the Bible like that. You know, there are many of them. Now, the next thing that God puts in the Bible for us is the word of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. The word of God, even in the Old Testament, in Psalm 107. So there are many recorded cases in the Bible in which people were healed through the spoken word of God. So one of them in Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word, see, and he healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So the word of God is one of the means by which God healed his people. Even in the wilderness, he sent his word and he healed them. The church must remember this thing. In the last days. Now, this was true in the case, I will bring other examples in the Bible. King Hezekiah, it was true about him, right? When the word of the Lord came to Isaiah the prophet in 2 Kings 20, in fact, this miracle of Hezekiah was recorded in three places in the Bible. That's how powerful and important it is, you know? So anyway, in 2 Kings 20, verse 5, so the word of the Lord came to Hezekiah, king of Judah, in fact, he says, prepare your house, for you will surely die and so on. But he cried to the Lord, and he called upon the name of the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came to the same prophet, go and encourage him that he will not die. 2 Kings 20, verse 5. Turn again, the Lord told Isaiah, and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus said the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, amen. Is it God that answered this prayer, amen?
Amen.
I have heard thy prayer, the Lord said, you know, and I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. Amen. And the third day, thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. Amen. The word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it happened. Right there in the Bible, I see another thing. The same truth was true in the incident of the centurion, the New Testament. We are bringing from the old and the new. The same God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And his methods are the same. So, New Testament, the same thing was true about the word of God. The centurion, not the centurion, in Matthew 8. And I will read that right now. And Matthew 8:8. Now, the centurion answered and said, Lord, well, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. See, we are saying one of the methods that the Lord used in healing is the word of God. And this man knew the same thing, just said, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Verse 9 says, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go. And he goes. And another, come. And he comes. And to my servant, do this. And then he does it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled. And said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found such great faith. No, not in Israel. That message just speak the word only. And I know by the word, my servant shall be made whole. Amen? Amen. God's word heals. He sent his word and he healed. Now, even more of that in the Bible. See? A word was spoken by the Lord for the healing of the nobleman's son in John chapter 4. I read verse 46. So, God put all this in the Bible for us, for his people, and to prepare ourselves to minister. As we go about witnessing and so on, we have to equip ourselves with this and that, you know. So anyway, in John 4:46, so Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. 47, when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went into him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Verse 50 says, Jesus said unto him, he just gave him the word, go thy way, thy son liveth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word. See that one? He believed the word. Praise the Lord. I say God will heal. Amen.
Amen.
I say God will heal. Amen.
Amen.
I say God will heal.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he went his way. I told him that, you know. And the man believed what? The word that Jesus had spoken unto him. And he went his way. And as he was now going down, the servants met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. Exactly the same word the Lord said to him before and told him that, you know. So, he inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth. And he himself believed, and his whole house. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The word of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God. He sent his word and he healed them. It is true also, the cleansing of the 10 lepers, the word of God, right? The word of God. In Luke 17, verse 12, the 10 lepers, I told you that, you know. As he entered into a certain village, they are met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their eyes or voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourself unto the priest. You see that? He spoke the word, right? God's word here. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Praise the Lord. Bible says God's word is quick and powerful. Amen. Does it prolong anything? Praise God. When it is spoken, it goes into action. Praise God. When it comes to the fig tree, no man is out of you henceforth. You may not see it at that time. Right from there, that tree begins to die from the roots. Amen. They didn't see nothing when he spoke the word, but things were happening underneath. The same thing, that's how God's word works. When he speaks it, it goes into action. You may not physically see anything, it doesn't make any difference. Amen. His word is quick and they are powerful, they are sharper than any two-edged sword. And of course, that's called a manifestation, right? The next day they were coming back and so on, that, you know. And then Peter noticed, oh, Master, the tree which thou causes and so on, that, you know, has dried up. Yeah, it begins to dry right when I spoke the word. Anyway, praise the Lord. The word of the Lord, quick and powerful, see? So, and it was true in the cleansing of the leprosy of Naaman the Syrian. You all know Syria, the captain of the host of the Syrian army, right? He had everything, you know, that money can buy. But this man had ear. You know, he was a leper. Praise the Lord. And then incidentally, you know, there was a maid there in Syria. He can't sell him. Maybe it's his housemaid. Look, man, there is a prophet in Israel. Amen. Why don't you go there and so on? He will heal you of your leprosy. Praise God. She was so convinced that it will be done. So you know the story, without me telling any story and so on. So the man took his horses and camels and so on, and since he said we get to the prophet and so on. So he went to Israel from Syria. In 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 9, talking about the word of God now, it could be the Lord that spoke it, it could be a prophet that spoke it, it could be anyone who loves the Lord that speaks it, he does the same thing. Praise God. So it doesn't matter who speaks it, by faith it will work. So anyway, you know in 2 Kings 5, 9, so Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a message unto him, saying, here is the word now. Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. The prophet was confident, you know. And you know what happened? The man was living in the senses. You came, you know. How many rivers in Syria? Why shall I go to this muddy Jordan? And he had to go back and keep his leprosy, right? Then where the servant that came with him, look, Master, you have traveled all the way from Syria to come and collect. What is it to you to go into the Jordan as the man of God has said, as the word of God has said? Why don't you just obey the word of God by his prophet? And see what will happen. So they persuaded him. Praise the Lord. See, you know, so verse 14 says, you know, then went he down, and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan. Now watch what happened. According to the saying of the man of God, God's word, right? It will never fail. Praise the Lord. He didn't fail. Abimelech when Abraham prayed for him. He didn't fail the dead path, he won't fail you too, amen? Amen. And when you speak in the name of the Lord to anybody, it will not fail. Praise the Lord Jesus, you know? So we know that. So, and his flesh came again, like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Now, we know that in the Bible, many people have taken a scriptural promise, and standing upon the word of God, have been gloriously healed of their affliction. Now, there is great power in the simple word of God for healing. We have the right as God's children to the authority of God's word through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I will come to that name later as we finish up at the end. That name of Jesus. Now, one other way that God heals people is through the gifts of healing. Amen. The gifts of healing. In 1 Corinthians 12, God has given to certain ones the gifts of healing. He even called it gifts, right? Gifts of healing. 1 Corinthians 12:7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with that. See? The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with that. But it says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts, he put an S there, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. So the Lord put that one there too, another means by which God heals his people. Miracles of a remarkable nature take place. And large crowds are often drawn to the healing campaign where these gifts are manifested, especially during the crusades of the Lord. We have all been there before, praise God. The great crusades and so on, mass healing took place and so on. Even in our time, praise the Lord. So the gifts of healing, God put it here for the church and so on. We have to remind the church, because I believe we are at the brink of a great outpouring. We have seen the enemies grows like a flood, amen.
Yeah.
And the Lord says, when he does, I will lift up a standard, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Revival of unprecedented nations coming upon the world right now.
Amen.
As God's children cry night and day for the same. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We have to break our fallow ground, amen. Lord, and breaking our fallow ground. See? Now, later we see that in the ministry of Peter, for example, you know, not only the Lord Jesus, in the ministry of Peter, multitudes were added to the church, to the early church. For example, at the time of the healing of the lame man at the beautiful gate, 5,000 believed in Acts 4:4. Want to go there? Acts 4:4. 5,000 believed in one time. Even on the day of Pentecost, right? You know, 3,000 were added when he preached, right? But just one single healing at the beautiful gate. And the event that surrounded that particular healing, 5,000 were added. Praise the Lord. See? And it's coming too. We have seen it before, it's going to come again as the Lord closes the age. Not only that, in the ministry of Peter the Apostle, at other times, multitudes were healed. And many people were added to the Lord. You can see that in Acts 5:14. Yeah, listen, number there. Multitudes were added, you know. So we see that one in the ministry of Peter, the apostle and some of that, you know. So we see the gifts of healing. And it's in the church today, and it's latent right now, even in us as the believers, amen. Praise God. He dressed in the Holy Ghost, that the gifts of the Spirit, blessed be the name of the Lord. We witnessed in the past, and it happened today, not like in the day, not to be with us, but it's going to come again like a flood. And as the Lord finishes the age right here. Now, another way that God healed the people in the Bible days is the anointed handkerchief. Praise the Lord. We are revealing the way that God has put in the Bible for healing his people. And they're even helping the unbelievers to come to the Lord, you know. And so the anointed handkerchief. I don't mean that they will put oil on the handkerchief. No. So let's see in Matthew chapter 9. In the Lord's ministry, was manifested. Then the apostles' life manifested. So in Matthew 9, the 20th chapter, the story of the woman. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, nothing matter when it comes to the Lord, amen. 12 years, you know, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. We are talking about the method that they open the Bible, anointed handkerchief, right? Told the hem of his garment. At 21. For she said within herself, if I may be, but touch his garment, I shall be old. Spoke to herself and something like that, you know. So, what happened? The woman touched the hem of the garment of the Lord, and she was healed, you know. If you read the Bible, the following verses, virtue flowed from Christ through the garment into the body of the afflicted woman, and the Lord left the flow of power. See, power flow from the Lord and healed, you know, that woman and that, you know. The disciples noted something, you know. There's one thing about that thing. The woman has, he touched the garment of the Lord with faith, amen. You can only draw the anointing of the Lord by faith, through faith. All the things we see from God is through faith, amen.
Amen.
Many others, the same thing without faith, got nothing. Praise the Lord. That woman made a touch of faith, and she got a miracle. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Later on, you see, so you see, the Bible says in John 14, he that believeth on me, the work that I do shall they do, and greater works than this shall they do, because I go unto the Father. Even later on in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, even more, when so many came to be healed that he could not minister to them all at the same time, the people praised there, and they asked a question, and they besought him in Matthew 14:36, and they besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And the Bible says in that verse, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's the way the Lord does his healing. Perfectly whole. Praise the Lord. Does it unlock what he said? One brother said one time, he said, the healing of the Lord has no side effect. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. One of our hearers can say, he said, the Lord doesn't have any side effect. I believe that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know? So now, see, the Apostle Paul discovered either by revelation that God revealed to him or by practice that pieces of a garment which have been brought in contact with his body, if sent to those who are sick and they couldn't come to his meeting, either because they were so sick or because of distance, so either by revelation of God revealed to him or by practice, apron or handkerchief that were from his body was sent to those people and so on. And when they got it, they were healed. In Acts 19, verse 11, I want to read that. Talking about the means by which God has put in the Bible for the healing, not of all his people, even for the sinner, to bring them back to the Lord, you know. So that's what happened in the crusades of the Lord. Because he kind of confined himself into a man, you know. He can only be at one place at a time, and the people have spiritual senses, you know, they touch his garment and they were healed. So in Acts chapter 19, Paul, verse 11, I love this one. God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, Bible says, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Bible says God wrought it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it is same yesterday, today, and forever. May I say this one? There is more to come. There is more to come of this kind of miracles in the church. We are in a period of transition right now. No doubt, the restoration of the gift to the church will proceed rapidly as we approach the coming of the Lord. And I'll be back up with scripture in a few seconds. I'm not just talking by myself right now. The working of miracles should be increasingly evident as the age comes to an end. Now, let's see one thing in James chapter 5. I think I read that before at one time. So, in James chapter 5, no, 5:7 right now. Talking about the great outpouring. James 5:7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. See, the other day, one brother come to me, not too, I think about a week ago or something like that, talking about patience. So I just laugh, you know. He said that many people are losing their patience. And he travel all over the place, go to Africa and every place and all that, you know. He said, brother, friend, what I see is that many are losing their patience. Then I say, yeah, I think that's what the Bible says. The Lord will come when they least expect him, amen. The Lord will come when they have lost interest in the coming of the Lord. Let's all be careful, amen. And the Lord puts many, many warnings in the Bible about patience, you know. So, and in this place, it's one of the places where the Lord puts patience. So, in James chapter 5, verse 7, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman man waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and has a long patience for it, until he receives the early and later rain. Verse 6, be ye also patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. There is so much to learn in that one or two verses. First of all, the scripture is talking about what? About the second coming of the Lord. Because it said the coming of the Lord draweth nigh, right? So it's talking about the second coming of the Lord. So I'm talking about the mighty revival, right? Coming at the end of the age. So, and right here is one of the scriptures, you know. So, of course, in this saying, the husbandman, of course, is the Lord Jesus Christ, amen? Praise the Lord. He is one, you know. The scriptures tell us that why he is waiting. We are told why he is waiting, right? And what he is waiting for. He is waiting for the precious fruit of the earth until he, the master, the husbandman, receive the early and the later rain. So, and what is the precious fruit really of the earth? It is the harvest. Amen. Praise God. That's coming a great harvest. Jesus said, look unto the fields. They are white, ready for harvest. And all that, you know. Praise the Lord. It is the harvest. So the precious fruit of the earth is the harvest. You know. And the Lord Jesus has not yet received the harvest that is to come. He has not yet received the fullness of the earth and the later rain that, you know, will come to bring that harvest and some of that, you know. So the scripture here says he is not only going to come again, but is coming, is dressed now, amen. So, you know, this harvest is tied to the coming of the Lord, the second coming of the Lord. Well, talking about the coming of the Lord, right? Just in passing, the Lord himself said he is coming again, amen. We have to hammer it, praise God. You know, in the early church, there was a group of fanatics or unbelievers who say, hey, the resurrection has passed already. And they caused many to lose their faith, amen? And there are many today, I've met many people in this, who go to the church every day. They have not even any idea there's anything called the rapture. I'll say I've had it, praise the Lord. So that's why we talk about this thing all the time, you see? Church going is good and so on, if it is a Bible church, amen? Praise the Lord. Church is all about the word of the Lord. Anyway, so the Lord is actually coming in John 14:3. And he said to you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. They call this former and later day is tied to the coming of the Lord, right? So that's why I'm talking about his coming right now. So he says that he's coming. You know, even angels say that he's coming again, amen? Praise the Lord. In Acts chapter 1, verse 10, what we hear, where they say that, in Acts 1:10, and while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, meaning the disciples, as the Lord was ascending to heaven, right? And while the disciples looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall come in like manner as ye have seen him go to heaven. Praise the Lord. So there are all kind of doctrines there. Even the very first year I got saved, I was going from my college to my village in a public transportation. And the Jehovah's Witnesses, right? They even had to do the elect. Praise the Lord. So he was preaching in the lorry we were traveling with, all this wooden was preaching. And he came to a place when he came back to about Jesus that is coming, it's in the spirit, you know. And then I stood up and said, you know what, that's wrong, man. I said, that is wrong. Then I showed him this verse, amen. That ended the conversation, praise the Lord. That in the bus, yeah, you know, ended the conversation at all. This same Jesus, he didn't want to say anymore. This is in your Bible, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you never know what you should witness as much as you can, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't keep it to yourself, you know, because, you know, he that ministered his wife. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we thank the Lord for the many revivals we have had in the past now. Still coming about talking about this for my lottery and so. But according to the scriptures, certainly there is more to come, brethren. You see?
Yeah.
Even the one we read the book of James tell us so. Even Zechariah told us in Zechariah 10:1, we are told, ask ye of the Lord, rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. I'm saying that Don't get settled with status quo, amen. Don't get settled with the today's scripture status quo. Let's look at the scriptures, amen. Let's look at what is promised and set our eyes on that which the Lord has promised, amen. Habakkuk says, even though it tarries, just wait, amen. God will never fail. Praise the Lord. So that's why I talk about patience. The Lord knows that many people's patience will run out at the end of time. Then He warns His people. Even the Lord said in one place, in your patience, protect ye your soul. Amen.
Amen.
Even at the critical hour in the world, time of His great tribulation, in Revelation 3:10, the Lord said to His people, because you have kept the word of my patience, therefore I also will keep you from the hour of temptation that are going to try all that dwell on the face of the earth. That statement alone, what means I want to be among those people unto whom the Lord will say that word. Amen?
Amen.
Who keep the word of his patience. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, patience as on account. So, let's see. So another reference. So, Zechariah has said, so we should look to the coming of the Lord and pray. Say we should ask the Lord. We should be active. Amen?
Amen.
When we say waiting on the Lord, doesn't mean that we are going to be dormant. Praise the Lord. We have to be active. Praise the Lord. Praying and some of that, you know, breaking our fallow ground, you know, it's time to seek the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So, among other things, brethren, that rain typifies what? A refreshing or blessing, amen? That rain, you know, it means a refreshing or blessing. The epistle of James we just read right now was written in Hebrew, right? So, yeah, that's right. I was written to the Hebrew Christians, it's in Greek, but they were mostly Jews. When that epistle was written, those Christians, but to us, it's to every one of us now. So, because they were to the Jews originally, the Jews knew about the rains in Israel. I mean, the rain, when it come and storm, because we use natural things, right, to explain spiritual things, right? So, the alley of former rain in Israel normally occur in November, you see, after the autumn harvest, to prepare the land for future planting. And the later rain in Israel, of course, normally comes in spring, prior to the harvest, to mature the crop. So they know what he was talking about, I don't know that, you know. So, so the Lord promised these things. Good, of course, in Acts chapter 1, verse 17, we are saying this now, all the revivers, all the crusades of the Lord that he did, all the healing that took place and so on, by the touching and the accounting and all the kind of things, the gifts of healing and so on, they are going to come again as the age closes. So in Acts chapter 1 verse 17, another promise in here. And it shall come to pass in the last days. See that last days? And we are the last days right now. Yes, God. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see vision, and your old men shall deep dream. These are the things we should be looking up to, amen. Praise the Lord. These are the promises we should be looking up to. But the thing says, and on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. That's another promise to us for the end of the age. A refreshing, an outpouring. See? Now, even see the book of Acts, you know. We know in chapter 2, Brother Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, right? And referring to the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that one. But in Acts 3, the same Brother Peter now, by the Holy Ghost now, gave another message that reached over into the end time, where we are living right now. It's a message that applies to our day. And I will read it in Acts 3:19. I will read that right now. See? James said that the coming of the Lord draws nigh, and there's going to be a great, you know, outpouring. He said, I don't know that, you know, and we are going to read the Bible right now. So anyway, in that day, as Brother Peter was preaching to them, and verse 19, told them, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Now listen to this part. When the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive unto the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Greek word translated restitution in that 21st verse is also translated restoration. Amen. Praise the Lord. Restoration. And in many Bible like that, it's read like that, you know. So we notice that the scripture here connected the times of refreshing, which we call revival in our modern time, you know, to the second coming of Christ. Praise God. See? Yeah, you call it a refreshing, we call it revival. Then it ties to the coming of Christ. He will send Jesus Christ, the time of refreshing. Amen. I'm showing you that the great outpouring that comes just before the Lord appears, amen. And I'm showing through many, many scriptures for all not to go to sleep, amen. Praise the Lord. And to be awake. Those who see the sleep in the night, right? We are to be awake. We are children of light, not of the night. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There is great outpouring coming from the church and so on. Don't get discouraged right now. See? Don't remember in Matthew 25, right? There was a long time, right, before the bridegroom came, right? And someone went to sleep, right? See? But even the wife went to sleep, you know? But they had the oil anyway in their land. So anyway, what I'm saying to be encouraged, be awake, be active for the Lord, amen? And there is something we all can do for the Lord. It's even the greatest ministry, the ministry of intercession, amen? We can all participate in that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So let's finish up here quickly. So all this tied to the coming of the Lord. All the Bible verses tied this outpouring to the coming of the Lord, like never before. So in summary here, the scripture taught us that the times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord in the time near the Lord's return. So there are two things to notice here. There is times of refreshing and times of restoration. So this passage in Acts now teaches us that just before the Lord's second coming, we will experience both restoration and refreshing. Amen. We are looking for both restoration and refreshing. What is it going to restore? We're going to restore the power of our Lord Jesus Christ to the church. We're going to restore the authority of Christ to the church. Amen. We're going to restore the character of Christ back to the church. Praise the Lord Jesus. Coming right now. Praise God. And individual can have in their life revival. A group can have revival amongst them. There is coming a global and universal one though. Praise the Lord Jesus. Zechariah said that he will send me upon every grass in the field. Praise the Lord. Now, God wants... Let's finish up here. Now, Christ is the head of the church, right? And we are the body. This revival, as in the past war, will be through the church, amen? Because we are his body. We know the head of the head cannot exercise any authority except through the body, right? So the Lord Jesus is not going to personally exercise any authority on the earth except through the church, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So people will say, oh, Jesus do that, we do that and so on. Yeah, he will do it through his church. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So quicken your pace. Make yourself available, amen? Make yourself available. So the Lord Jesus carries out his work through the church. But members of the church, the problem is right now that they are not ready, amen? Praise the Lord. I said, be ye also ready, amen? You're not ready yet. I said, be ye also ready, you know? So let us be awake. There are many things that the Lord wants to do. And there's the time to do it for the people and so on, but they won't let him as of now. But the elect will open up unto him, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And let us be awake unto the Lord. Now, let me finish up here. One important word here. Talking about healing and so on, that you know. Healing. Through the praise cure, amen? They call it the praise cure, praising God, amen? Healing can come through that now too. So let's see the Bible right here. Many people have received glorious healing by what we call the praise cure. Psalm 103, even last Sunday, last week we read that also. Psalm 103 encourages the people to praise the Lord. You know, I won't go and read it now because we did last week. We are encouraged to remember all the Lord's benefits, one of which is the healing of all diseases. You know, we are told that in Psalm 103. And one reason that many people don't even receive healing among people in the world, or even God's people in the world, is because they don't have to praise the Lord for what He has done already. Amen. Like we said, the best you can give to God is praises. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now let's see and see this praising God and so on. God wants it and so on. And the 10 lepers received their healing, right? But only one. And even that one was a foreigner, a Samaritan, right? They didn't have any dealing with the Jews at that time. So only one of them called and returned to give glory to God. That is in Luke 17, 15 to 18. I don't want to read it, but it's in there. Luke 17. The Lord said to them, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where is the 9? The Lord said, amen. Talking about praising God. Talking about healing through the praise cure, right? Anyway, so it may be maybe later in the life of those 9 lepers who didn't come to give thanks to God. We don't know. Maybe in the future they need certain things again. Maybe they were asking God. They didn't get it because they didn't give glory to God for what they got already. Maybe it's happened that we don't know. Now, the habit of one's life should be to praise the Lord continually. Amen. Amen. I say the habit of no matter what. David said that I will bless the Lord at all times. It's a great secret, brethren. Amen. If anyone ever had trouble in this world, David is one of them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tell me whatever. Tell anyone what is it? You know, any trouble you can mention, that man was in it. Amen. Yet he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So let us learn from the scripture and all that, you know. The Israelites were consistently in grudging, you know that, and murmuring, you know. And as a result, what happened to them? All kind of judgment came upon them. One cannot expect healing until he repents of the spirit of discontent and learns to give praise to God for his blessings. Amen. Talking about the praise cure, now that's the praise cure, you know. So now, we can see examples in the Bible too. Somebody mentioned Jonah earlier in the meeting today. Jonah and so on, you know. Jonah had a 3-day prayer meeting in the belly of the fish, amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. 3-day prayer meeting that man had in the belly of the fish, you know. Praise the Lord. See what delivered him. See how he was delivered. The praise key of delivered him, amen. Let's see what happened there. He recounted, he was praying, his sorrows in sad language, but nothing happened until he said in Jonah 2:9, here what he said: "But I will sacrifice unto thee with the sacrifice of thanksgiving," amen. Amen. While he was still in the belly of the fish, right? He came to his spiritual senses now. Amen. Yeah, so now he said, I've been praying for 3 days now. I think I better praise him right now, amen. So the praise cure got him out of it, amen. So he said, "But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord." You know what happened immediately? Immediately in verse 11. "And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the ground." Amen. Amen. The praise cure. Praise when everything else failed. Amen. Amen. Praise cure will not fail. Blessed Amen. Be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, Paul and Silas, in finishing up now, were placed in the stocks. But instead of a given vent to their grievances, I know many Christians today, "Oh Lord, but I'm preaching the gospel. Why should this be for me?" No, not Paul and Silas. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, instead of vetting their grievances, or even imagining how other Christians were receiving better treatment, right, than they, you know, but they worship the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And thankful that they could suffer shame for the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you know what took place right there? In verse 25 of Acts 15. "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto the Lord." And the prisoners even heard it. They're not doing like trying to hide anything. They just shouted on top of their voices, amen. All of them that praise God. And the praise cure delivered them. Supernatural breakthrough and so on like that, you know. And the whole household was saved. Praise the Lord. So the Lord Jesus, as he stood at the tomb of Lazarus, you know, and why Lazarus was still in the tomb, right? And nothing was even moving. He was there for 4 days. The Lord gave thanks. Praise the Lord. The Lord gave thanks. The praise cure, right? And the Lord gave thanks and so on. And Lazarus, of course, you know, was raised from the dead. So when one has been ministered to for healing, and it appears that the evidence of deliverance has not been visibly manifested, the individual will find that progress is made far more effectively if he stands his ground and praise God for deliverance, amen? Rather than praying continuously and repetitiously for healing, you know? Praise the Lord Jesus. Jonah did it, and so on, and that, you know, it was captivity, and so on, and that, you know. So, and lastly, brethren, I don't want to take more time on this one. Just walking through the Bible to remind us, I believe God, you know, that this thing, we are going to apply them in this revival. We are the brick of it. Praise God.
Yes.
So we remind ourselves this thing because we need these tools. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Preparation for the great outpouring of the Lord. So, of course, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, all I've been saying all morning long, whether you possess the gift of healing, praise God for it, or the prayer of faith, praise God for it. All healing must be done through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
His name ties all together in one. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So demons, we recognize that the authority of that name. The operation of the gift of healing is only through the power of the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So in finishing up here this morning in Mark 16, you know, in verse 17 and 18, which many people did beat the devil, has taken it out of many Bibles, these two verses and so on. Praise the Lord. But they are true anyway, in Mark 16, verse 17. And this sign shall follow them that believe. So that's all I'm saying now. All that, not the pastor only, amen. Not the priest only, whosoever. All that believe in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them, amen.
Amen.
They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. So we prepare ourselves. Once you ask for the word of God, rest your case. Amen. Praise it. It is quick and powerful. Things are happening. It has nothing to do with your feelings. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Nothing at all. So, brethren, what I said this morning is this. I want to continue in Jude chapter 1. In Jude. All I'm saying this morning, beloved, verse 3. Beloved, he told us now, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should honestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Amen. You must set your eyes on the word of God, the promises of God. Now, verse 20, I'm finishing here, verse 20. Now, see how much he loves you? No. But ye be loved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
Amen.
Verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We cannot but speak of those things, O Lord God, which we have had, which we have seen, which our hearts have handled, Lord. And you say we are your witnesses, Lord, to testify of these things, Lord, even to the rest of the world. So we thank you for the reading of your word this morning. Reminding us, O Lord, educating us, O Lord God, and preparing us for this great move of God. All prophets have spoken about this, Lord. From the Bible time prophet to the latter day prophet, he spoke of this same thing, Lord. Lord, we are waiting and we are expecting. And we know our expectation cannot be cut off in the name of the Lord Jesus. So all over the world, Lord, we pray for this outpouring, Lord. Zechariah said we should ask the Lord. And we are asking right now as we are here together in the name of the Lord Jesus. And you promise you will send the rain. You will make bright clouds, Lord. And you will send this rain upon every grass in the field worldwide. Now to announce the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ by the church elect. In the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. By whose stripes you are healed. Lord, we worship and we adore you, Lord. Thank you for your word this morning. As we go, Lord Jesus, Lord, may the Spirit of the Lord, as we open ourselves to Him, Lord, He will reveal more to us, Lord, of what has been spoken this morning. And even though we haven't spoken, Lord, He will reveal to us. That is His work in our life. When He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will show us all things. He will put us in remembrance of all the things you have taught us. He will show us things to come. He will help our infirmity in the name of the Lord Jesus, making intercession for us according to the will of God. With this, I will go with confidence this morning, Lord, as more than conquerors through you that loved us. I commit every need here this morning to your hand, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, O Lord God, remember your promise that the Lord will supply all our needs according to your riches in glory, not how much we make, not the volume of business we make, but according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, for this we thank you, Lord, and we shall lack no good thing. In the almighty name of Jesus, Lord, as you have promised, you will preserve our going out and our coming in. You will preserve us from all evil in this perilous age. In the name of our Lord Jesus, Lord, we thank and we worship you, Lord. Lord, O Lord God, give us favor everywhere we come, Lord. Even according to your word, Lord. Father, thank you. Until we meet again, Lord, you will watch between us, Lord. And you will yet converge again with great testimonies, Lord. Lord, of your great deliverance. Father, we worship and we thank you. In Jesus' name, our Lord, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen
and amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.